This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. President Obama was in Austin yesterday, and some people didn't like that of all the barbecue places in the city he could try, he chose to eat at Stubbs. So what are some of the other places that he could have tried? To help answer that question, I turned to Austin American Statesman restaurant critic Matthew Odom. He has a new review out today, by the way, of a barbecue restaurant in West Campus called Friedman's. But we started by talking about some of the best places to grab barbecue within Austin city limits.
You know, it's pretty interesting, and it's kind of ironic, I guess, that Central Texas is known for barbecue. Austinites love barbecue, but we've never really had that much great barbecue here, so we always end up on the road to Lockhart, which is home to four great barbecue restaurants. So now we're finally getting our own and, you know, saving some gas money. You got Franklin, which started as a trailer in 2009, then they opened on the east side in 2011 in a brick and mortar. You got John Miller, who had a place in Austin, you know, a decade ago or so, left and came back, started a trailer, and then that went sideways, and now he's opened another trailer on the east side, and he's a legend. And you've got L.A. Barbecue, which is owned by Miller's sister, and the pit boss there is John Lewis, who used to do the brisket over at Franklin, so that guy really knows what he's doing. So all of a sudden, we've got great options here in Austin.
Is it La Barbecue or L.A. Barbecue?
I know her name is Leanne Miller. So right. Your guess is as good as mine. It looks like La, but I say L.A., but all I know is their pulled pork sandwich is probably the best in town. You know, Style Switch opened recently, and their pitmaster used to be at Louis Miller Barbecue and Taylor. That's quality. Ruby's here by campus is always a good staple. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've got five, six good places now. Live Oak over on the east side. So we've really seen a resurgence in the barbecue scene here.
You just reviewed a new barbecue restaurant in town in the West Campus area.
Yeah, it's called Friedman's. It's over at 24th and San Gabriel. It's right behind Quattro's, the kind of sports soccer bar there. And it's owned in part by Quattro Kowalski of Quattro's and Jim Stockbauer, who owns the Long Branch Inn on the east side. So it brings their two abilities together, which is cooking and cocktails. Inside, you've got this kind of vintage cocktail bar, turn-of-the-century style. I joke that Daniel Plainview would probably enjoy a cocktail there from There Will Be Blood. and then outside, you've kind of got more general picnic bench style seating.
What is their specialty? What would you recommend if I go there?
You know, their brisket is good. Their sausage, I thought, was the best thing that they did. It was a blend of beef and pork, nice coarse grind to it. They slice it up in medallions, though, so it kind of takes the fun of snapping into that casing of a sausage when you bite into it. And they also, interestingly, do their own pickling program. So they have pickled jalapenos and pickled onions, and they all have different flavor profiles, so those are really nice. They do some good charcuterie. They did a chicken rillette, which is nice.
Wow. That's a little more perhaps upscale or sophisticated than you would find in a typical butcher paper barbecue stand.
Yeah. And, you know, for instance, instead of getting a slab of cheddar cheese the way you might at one of the classic joints in Central Texas, they grind cheddar cheese through a sausage grinder. So it kind of looks like orange Play-Doh and then mix it in with pimentos and jalapenos. So they kind of do an upscale twist on some classic things. And then they also have some misses. You know, they smoke pork belly, which is just kind of a mess of fat and not great. And, you know, chicken. I don't know who gets chicken at a barbecue joint.
Well, you can read Matthew Odom's review of Friedman's Barbecue right now at austin360.com and check out his other reviews while you're at it. Matthew, thanks for coming into KUT.
Thank you.